Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
100.7 stars, 740. Well, the good news is, hey, Jeff Rosella, what's the weather supposed to be like today?
Okay, sorry.
Let me look out my window.
Yes!
Hold on.
I had to. You got to give me credit for that one.
Jeff, he's so rude.
So, Jeff, before we get into anything that you have to say, so, Jeff, I feel like I've literally known you pretty much as long as I've been in radio, or pretty darn close, because I don't know that people realize back in the day on B94, you used to just come in and hang out, and you would do like the news, and you'd actually be a part of the show, and you and I were both young and
Hot, and I when I started, I was like, ooh, look at this, Bubba and Jeff. Ooh.
So we've known each other for a long time, and we didn't realize that Melanie was trying to hit on us.
Yeah.
We have known each other for a really long time. I mean, I did that stuff when it was B94 back in the day.
Yes.
But even before that, I started in radio before I went to TV over. I had a couple people I've had a lot of messages. A couple people sent me messages that they remember when I had worked over at Variety 96, which is over at, it used to be off of Ardmore Boulevard.
What? Mm-hmm. Wait, so you worked at, what did you do at Variety?
I was the morning show producer.
Yes, you were.
Variety 96.
Look at you, radio to TV.
And you know something? Yep. I don't even know that I knew that. I don't. Maybe I did, and I'm just so old I forgot. I don't know.
Well, hey, that makes both of us, buddy.
I know. Yeah. So you know, we've known each other for a long time. We've had a lot of fun. In fact, Jeff, this is a true story, and Jeff, you may or may not recall this story. My neighbor and I were outside of his house, and we watched an unidentified flying object for about 10 minutes over his house, and the first person I called was Jeff to be like, dude, is there anything in the sky that I should be seeing? And you're like, seriously, Bubba?
I think I asked how many drinks you'd had.
I think you did! You did ask me that!
Funny.
That is so... But you know something, and just to be serious for a minute... and we won't get into the whys, the whats, but you're no longer with Channel 2, correct?
That is correct. I will no longer be appearing on the airwaves at KDK.
So we saw a tweet that was like, you know, you just wanted to give everybody a chance to thank them for all the years that you were on, that they've watched you. And I said, you know something, we've been friends for so many years. The least we can do, Melanie and myself, as friends of yours, is to give you a chance to go on the radio and have a platform to thank everybody.
Yeah, and I do appreciate that. I thank you for reaching out. It was very kind of you guys to kind of give me a couple minutes to really wish everyone my heartfelt thanks. And I want to, you know, it's for 23 years, it's been such an amazing ride to have the opportunity to work at the station that I grew up watching. And over the time, you know, over the weekend, you have a chance to reflect and all the wonderful, you know, broadcast icons, some of which I watched when I was a kid that I had the opportunity to work with. And so grateful for all those people that I met and worked with, Patty Burns, you know, I'm dating myself, Ray Tannehill, the great Wayne Van Dyne, Patrice King Brown, Larry Richard, Don Cannon, Yvonne Zanos, and of course the people that are still on air there, Bob Pompiani, Ken, Stacy, John Burnett, and even to this day, John Steigerwald and I are still social media buddies. So all those people are such wonderful, and I learned so much from all of them over the years. Even I can't neglect the people that I work with behind the scenes. There were so many of them, so talented, that don't get the accolades that the people on air do. So I'm really grateful to have had those relationships as well. But then, you know, none of this is possible without the people that sat in front of their TV every night and turned it on. Hold on.
Take a deep breath. It's all right.
I wouldn't get emotional.
Just relax. I don't know, but I don't know something. I can be honest with you, Jeff. I don't know how you don't. You know, we sit in the studio every day and we talk to our Bubba Show family, and there it is. People look at you every day and they rely upon you.
You're in everyone's home.
They care about you.
Part of their family.
And all of a sudden, you know, it's one of those situations where, you know, it's going to happen to all of us. There's going to be a day where where Melanie and myself are going to have to say goodbye. And, but I'm hoping this isn't goodbye for you. But I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you. I just want to give you a second.
Yeah, finish, Jeff, please.
Yeah, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
And all, you know, all the people that have taken the time to reach out via social media, whether it be Twitter or Facebook, and to all those people, I assure you I've read every single comment. There have been many, many, many of them. And it was a great weekend to reflect from all the people that were just recalling little things like if I encountered there was a woman that I encountered when I was in physical therapy for my shoulder. We met in the waiting room, took a picture. She posted that picture. And just casual interactions, people, you know, young adults that I visited their schools, and now they're obviously, you know, finding their own path in life, and they recollected the school visits, and people that are just recently reaching out because they're in a similar situation where they've recently become unemployed, and it's all good stuff, man. Yeah. I really, really, really appreciate it.
You've done an amazing job and become the fabric of a city that you were born and raised. And that's one thing that we're all lucky about is Melanie and myself and you and a lot of people in local media. You know, we're lucky enough to do the thing that we loved in the city that we were born and raised in. And you know, and you know, you and I joked a few minutes ago because we have known each other for a very, very long time. And the cool part about it is we can have fun with each other and know that neither one of us has any ill will towards it. Like every single time I jokingly said that you did the weather on standing on a box, which was never true, right?
No.
But
Jeff.
But in the end, you know, we joke around how long we've known each other. And oh, we're old. But in the end, you're way too young to be retired. And I'm just going to make this perfectly clear. There are other media outlets in Pittsburgh, and I would just say this. They would be nuts to not be reaching out and contacting you, but that's me speaking on my behalf and my thoughts. You are too good, too talented, and too much a part of the fabric of this city to not be on the television. But that's my opinion, and I'm sharing that with you.
I appreciate that. I really do. You know, and those kind of comments and all the ones that people have fired off and taken the time, I'm overwhelmed and humbled. There was, as a Pittsburgh kid, there was one that really touched me. It came from Joe DiNardo's son.
I just said that to Bubba off the air.
Do you want to read it? Because I can't.
Yeah. I can search it really quick. Do you want me to, Jeff?
Yeah, if you get it free, if you get a second.
I want to give a shout out to him because that really...
It touched you in a way, you know, as Melanie is looking at it. I mean, you know, and maybe, you know, all of us, you know, following these kinds of things need just a couple minutes to get ourselves together and realize. But in the end, you know, I know this isn't the end for Jeff Rizzell on local television. Here's the comment.
Here we go from Douglas DiNardo. Jeff, saddens me to hear this news. You are excellent at your job. Dad thought so as well. He said it on many occasions. God bless.
Wow. Oh, that's crazy. That's big. Joe DiNardo talked about.
I had the pleasure to work with Joe for a few years at Channel 4. So that.
A legend in the industry.
Yep. Well, Jeff, listen, I know how that got
absolutely.
You.
Yeah.
Our goal, Jeff, was not to make you cry today. Our goal was to.
No, I don't think we made him. No, I think this is him being him. This is our show is so real, Jeff.
Yeah.
And I think you know that. Going into 2019, we both will be sharing 23 years in the media in this business.
Yep.
Bubba is 84 years in this business here in the city.
85 years in the business.
So this is our show. It's just who we are. And if people want to say anything differently, let them think that. You are real. You got on the air. You got emotional. This is what we do every day.
And it only means that you care.
Exactly.
And there are so many people out there that don't care. And the fact that you do care is a testament to who you are as a human.
Well, and on a much lighter note, there was several people that had made reference to the fact that I should think about applying for a kicking job in town.
After yesterday, it'd be a 50-50 shot. Whether you make it. Well, listen, Jeff, if you ever need anything, if you're ever bored, ready? Two things. If you're ever bored
Co-host.
And you just want to wake up one morning and come in and be a part of our show, you have an open invitation. And I'm not kidding either.
I
know you don't want to wake up this early and come and hang out with us, but if you ever do and you're really, really bored, and if not, you know, I feel with 100% confidence that you are going to end up back on local television. It wouldn't be the same without you. You are, like I said, a fabric of the Pittsburgh media landscape, and I'm not going to say that I'm going to miss you because I don't think you're going to be gone very long.
Well, and if I can just I'll wrap it up for you because I know you guys got to run. You know, I'm a Pittsburgh guy, born and raised, and right now we have no plans to leave Pittsburgh, and that's the ultimate goal. But in the meantime, I will use my social media forums if people relied on me for weather information. You know, I'll be putting stuff out there, as I always would have on Twitter and on Facebook, with my thoughts on Pittsburgh weather. I'm not going to let 23 years of expertise in the weather field and meteorology go to waste. It's part of who I am. And it's part of what I will continue to do in terms of forecasting the weather and, you know, throwing it out there.
Awesome.
There you go.
Jeff, thanks so much for your friendship. Thanks so much for everything you've done for 23 years. I'm 100% confident you'll be back on local television. I can't wait to see you on TV again.
I appreciate it, guys. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Jeff.
There you go. Jeff Rosella. Oh.
What a great goodbye. Emotional, but great. And I hope that made him feel a little better this morning.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.